say it is the 28th of October, 1974. Paul Cummings talking to Henry McElhenney in his house in Philadelphia. I think we could start a little bit talking about your family, because they were collectors, and what it was like growing up with things. And were they, you know, active when you were young, or how did the art become apparent to you?
Well, the way my father started collecting was that he was in the utility business, and he went out to a little place near Philadelphia called Norristown, PA, where he owned the gas and electric plant, and he thought he'd go and call on the leading citizen, Mr. Williams. Mm-hmm. And as he went to Mr. Williams' house, Mrs. Williams, by the way, was the daughter of the Lee's carpet manufacturers there, he stumbled mm-hmm. over a pile of Oriental carpets. And mm. Mr. Williams was a well-known collector, and his carpets mm-hmm. are now in the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Mm-hmm. And my father said, "What are these doing?" And he said, "Oh, well, they're carpets I'm sending back to New York because I don't want them." And my father said, "Well, I might want them. I've just built a new house in Germantown."
Mm.
And he bought the carpets, and he was hooked for life. And he never got over this passion for Oriental carpets. So I grew up in a house, and we mm-hmm. even had the damn things on the wall.
Mm.
I really don't like them at all. I can't stand them. But then, through the mm-hmm. Williams,
mm-hmm.
my parents met a great many museum people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Valentiner from the Metropolitan, mm-hmm. a man, Frenchman called de Zarrois, a man mm-hmm. called Der Friedley. And they were mm-hmm. all curators before World War I mm-hmm. At the Metropolitan mm-hmm. Museum of Art.
Mm-hmm.
And then they began to buy furniture, sculpture, mm-hmm. and advised by Valentiner, they mm-hmm. began to buy paintings,
mm-hmm.
Italian primitives, mm-hmm. Dutch 17th mm-hmm. century masters.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 1918, mm-hmm. as a result of all that, mm-hmm. my father was elected the president of the what mm-hmm. was then called the Pennsylvania Museum of Art, but mm-hmm. which is now the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
Right.
And he was president from 1918 to 1925.
Mm-hmm.
So I was brought up in a very museum-y atmosphere
mm-hmm.
with a great many museum mm-hmm. types coming mm-hmm. to the house
mm-hmm.
and dealers. And I used to be dragged to Europe every summer from 1921 on to my mm-hmm. father's death. It really was terrible.
How was it terrible?
Well, you know, I never learned to play tennis or anything. Mm-hmm. I just learned what was good food and
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. what Chateau Yquem was
mm-hmm.
and went to all the dealers like Seligman. It was really very unhealthy. I should have been sent to a boys' camp much earlier. And then my father mm-hmm. died, and mm-hmm. my mother, mm-hmm. who really also had the collecting bug,
mm-hmm.
continued more or less. And she mm-hmm. used to go to Europe every year and used mm-hmm. to buy silver, furniture. Mm-hmm. She bought a few mm-hmm. paintings.
Mm-hmm.
And she was also on the board of the museum after mm-hmm. my father's death.
Mm-hmm.
So I really was brought up in a very, very art history conscious atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And although I think most children react to their parents
mm-hmm.
the way clergymen's daughters always become prostitutes or whatever, you know.
Something, right.
Or prostitutes' daughters always become nuns.
Right.
I really did want to go into mm-hmm. the museum field.
Mm-hmm.
And that was why I went to Harvard.
Oh, I see. What did you study there?
Well, at Harvard, I studied the history of art.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
my parents already knew Professor Paul Sachs,
mm-hmm.
who was, of course, very right. important in that mm-hmm. world, mm-hmm. and, of course, in museum training.
Mm-hmm.
And he was wonderfully nice to me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
then when I took his course in French painting, he used to say, "Well, you know, I don't understand why mm-hmm. somebody hasn't bought this picture. It's a Durand Ruel or Nadler mm-hmm. or Wildenstein," mm-hmm. and I would rush down to New York to look at it. But I'd already mm-hmm. had the collecting bug mm-hmm. in me, because the first things I remember buying were mm-hmm. little Egyptian statues when I was mm-hmm. taken to Egypt in 1926.
Mm-hmm.
But the first works of art, really good mm-hmm. works of art, I bought mm-hmm. really were when I was a schoolboy. I bought a few etchings, Rembrandt, Dürer, mm-hmm. and of all things,